The most challenging part of these programmes is finding a theme or a link that in some way will perhaps make it that little bit more interesting. When I first commenced broadcasting, I thought it would be an easy thing to just select a few contrasting tracks, but in time I began to realise that there was more to it than is often appreciated. Ideas don't always come easy, and then as the deadline approaches, it's often the case that something just clicks into place. The something this month was me selecting a CD to play in the car to alleviate the boredom of a journey. The artist in question was a longtime friend, John Walker, and the CD contained this track, which will need no introduction from me. Summer Holiday, played there by John Walker at his Digital Orchestra, with a track from a 1994 release titled Unchained Melodies. In my humble opinion, when John decided to call it a day as far as the organ world was concerned, it was a day when we said goodbye to not only a very talented composer, but an organist who went to great lengths to create his own individual sound, much in the same way that Klaus Funderlich created his very own pop organ sound. They both have sounds that are immediately associated with them. So getting back to the theme of the show, in the main, it will cover the ending of what for most of us has been a very enjoyable summer, some holiday destinations thrown in for good measure, and the commencement of autumn. Talking of which, here's Bruno Hoff with a song that was composed by Ralph Burns and Woody Herman with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Here then is Early Autumn.
Thank you.
Early Autumn, played by Bruno Hoff on keyboards. Well, I had a number of very complimentary emails concerning the mini-tribute to Doreen Chadwick, which formed a large part of last month's show. One email was from someone who knew Doreen very well, and in fact, after her husband, Len, had passed away, there was nobody to take her to all her concert engagements, because Doreen had never learned to drive. Into the breach stepped organ enthusiast John Greenwood, who became her chauffeur. John mentioned that one of the pieces he's now learning, albeit for the violin, was a tune which I did intend to include in the show but ran out of time. Doreen often performed concerts at the Ossett Town Hall Compton Christie organ and actually recorded the item which John mentions. Here then is the lovely Sicilienne by Austrian composer Maria von Paradis. Sicilienne, played by Doreen Chadwick. In 1896, Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov wrote the opera Sadko, and one of its more famous numbers was the Song of the Indian Guest, or, less accurately, Song of India, which bandleader Tommy Dorsey did an instrumental arrangement of that featured the trumpet solo by Bunny Berrigan. No actual trumpet on this version by organist Dick Hyman at the Baldwin organ, but in its place he takes off with 24 bars of freewheeling jazz. Thank you. Song of India, played there by Dick Hyman. One tune that it would be hard not to include is September Song. It's based on a familiar poetic metaphor that compares a year to a person's lifespan from birth to death. Perhaps the most famous vocal recordings of it were by Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby. Crosby, in fact, recorded it twice, the last time being just a few weeks before he died. Scores of organists have recorded it, and I hope you'll enjoy this version by the legendary Buddy Cole at his famous Worley Morton organ. September Song played by Buddy Cole. Time to switch over to electronics again, and in doing so, it's a track from the only new release to come my way this month. Once again, it's from John Kiffin, and it comes from his CD simply titled Amigo, Volume Uno. Featuring the sounds of his Versi, Hammond, Yamaha and Salina organs and keyboards, the 14 tunes comprise of more than half of which you'll recognise. Frenesy, A Taste of Honey, Tea for Two, One Note Samba, Sway, Felicidad, etc., to name but a few. And, dotted in amongst them, some that you might be hearing for the first time. Including this one, Las Vegas. Las Vegas. Now, I'll own up to having to contact player John Kiffin to get the background on that tune, because it was the first time I'd ever heard it, which is no small wonder, because it was the theme tune for a children's television show in the good old black and white television days, and back then we only had gas in our house. Only kidding. So, I never watched Animal Magic, on account of the fact that I was by then the family breadwinner and hard at work. But it's just one of several famous themes, including This Is Your Life, The Avengers and The Professionals, written by film and television composer and bandleader Laurie Johnson, who was awarded the MBE in this year's birthday honours list. So, if you're one of the ever-growing number of people who enjoy the individuality of John Kiffin's releases, then the CD Amigo is for you, amigos. Okay, back on our travels again, and this time to New York for the descriptive Skyscraper Fantasy, written by Donald Phillips in 1940. I always remember this piece being frequently played by Robinson Cleaver, and so what better to hear him play this tune on the famous Granada Tooting Wurlitzer. Thank you. Robinson Cleaver and the Skyscraper Fantasy. Over the not inconsiderable number of years that I've been presenting organ music programmes of one sort or another, lots of private recordings have come my way. Several items by Ashley Miller now form part of a CD on the OK Rollum label, which goes under the title of That's Entertainment from Hollywood. Apart from being a wonderful musician, Ashley Miller often turned his mind to that of composition, and one such result is Caribbean Honeymoon. Caribbean Honeymoon, played there by Ashley Miller. And if you'd like to know a little bit more about the life and times of this great organist, then if you go to YouTube and type in Organ Celebrities 29, there's a musical and visual rundown of his illustrious career as one of America's top organists. Now, I've not been able to find out any background to this next item by Lowry organist and demonstrator Jim Vogelman. Suffice it to say that it appears to have a Bavarian background, and the title of which is The White Rose. ¶¶ White Rose, Jim Vogelman on Lowry Organ. As with the earlier Las Vegas item by John Kiffin, I had to enlist the help of the next artist for some background to a tune called Highland Mist. It's a track from a very early Ad Rhythm LP, one of several that Keith Beckingham recorded in his days for Hammond organs, and so who better to provide the answer? Story behind it seems to be that in his Boosey and Hawkes days, Keith had composed the tune with a view to it one day being published. When the time came for him to record the actual LP, they needed an extra item to balance out the running times, and so this one, Highland Mist, fitted the bill. Highland Mist, performed by Keith Beckingham on the good old Hammond A100 with a 122 Leslie Tone cabinet. Has there ever been a more iconic pairing? In the studio, John and Malcolm Jackson, the sons of the famous BBC DJ Jack Jackson, who owned the Ad Rhythm Studios, thought it sounded a bit like The March from the Little Suite by Trevor Duncan, also known as Dr. Finlay's Casebook theme, so they laughingly referred to it as Dr. Beckingham's Notebook. Back in the days when Robin Richmond was in the presenter's chair of The Organist Entertains, several LPs were released which featured tracks recorded by the various outside broadcast teams who'd turn up at a cinema and record organists playing a number of items, which in turn would then be featured in forthcoming editions of the show. Those days have long gone, and along with them, all of the organs, and, with one exception, all the organists too. Some of the organs have been saved, many of them broken up or sold privately, but one original survivor is the largest Wurlitzer ever installed in this country, and which used to be in the Trocadero Elephant and Castle. Came the time for its removal in the early 60s, and in stepped the Cinema Organ Society, who are now putting those finite finishing touches to it in its new home in what was the Troxy Cinema in Stepney, and is now deemed to be London's most versatile venue, hosting everything from conferences to weddings and sporting events. So, from one of those BBC LPs, this is the famous Trocadero Wurlitzer, recorded in its original home by George Blackmore. Thank you. A specially modified Allen 312 theatre and classical organ was that owned by Robert Herterich. Installed in the basement of his home in America, he now adds his contribution to the programme with Arrivederci Roma. For many years I used the Vic Hammett recording of Sentimental Gentleman from Georgia as a programme signature tune, but for a change I thought you might like to hear another version, a track taken from a recently restored tape which features Jackie Brown at the organ of the Gaumont State Cinema in Kilburn. Thank you. And thanks once again to broadcasting colleagues Steve and Ashley for restoring that tape. Jackie Brown there at the Beaumont State Kilburn playing Sentimental Gentleman from Georgia. Time to squeeze in another track from John Kiffin's latest CD, Amigo Volume Uno. And in so doing, he revives for us memories of the Herb Alpert Tijuana Brass sound with the lively Mexican Road Race. Anyway, here's a bit of fun to close out this month's edition of Organ First Radio, and it's in the musical guise of a gal called Egyptian Ella, musically portrayed to us now by George Wright at his studio Wurlitzer. We'll be right back. The Inventive Mind of George Wright, and a tune called Egyptian Ella. And with that, it's time to put away all the music for this month. Do hope you've enjoyed the choice, and that you'll join me next time for another edition of Organ First Radio, presented by yours truly, Alan Ashton. Until then, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.